You saw him die? Well, so did I. It was 1941 when my doctor died. We arrived in Sutekh's tomb in Egypt, just before a group of German soldiers. I don't know if the doctor planned it like that, or if it was just bad luck. You can't tell with him.
There they are! Don't let them escape!
What are they doing, Professor?
After trying to kill us, you mean?
Yeah, apart from that.
They're after the treasure in the tomb. Another collection of trophies for the Führer.
Is that why we came? To stop the Germans getting this stuff? Can't we just leave them to it? I mean, they're going to lose the war.
Perhaps not if they get hold of our siren technology. Ah, this is what we need.
The door? What we need is to get back to the main entrance and out of this tomb. That boy can guide us back to the TARDIS.
Rashidi, yes, if he hasn't run off already.
He wouldn't.
Or been killed by the Nazis. Help me get this door open, Ace.
There, we have them trapped.
Doctor, they've got us cornered.
So help me open the door! If I can just reactivate the tomb guard.
The what?
The mummy, Ace! Mind out of its way!
Wicked!
What the hell is that? Open fire!
As soon as the soldiers started shooting, the mummy ignored us. Some of the Germans escaped. Some weren't so lucky.
Retreat! Back to the entrance!
We followed at a safe distance, but when we got to the entrance of the tomb, the boy who'd been our guide, Rashidi, had gone. Is he all right?
Oh, yes. There he is, look, running for all he's worth. He'll be fine.
So long as the Germans don't get him.
They're heading the other way, the few who are left.
But what about the...
Ah! There you are. It's all right. Your task is done.
The doctor deactivated the mummy, and we made our way back to the entrance of the tomb. You think they'll come back?
Who?
The Nazis.
Oh, the Nazis. They might. They might not.
Will they wake the mummy if they do?
Very probably. Most of the more powerful artifacts have gone.
Gone where?
Sutekh used them to build a missile.
Who?
Sutekh, the bringer of death and destruction on a massive scale. He was trapped, imprisoned in this tomb for millennia by his fellow Osirians, led by Horus. But then the tomb was discovered and Sutekh escaped. I thought I'd destroyed him. Oh, but it seems I was wrong. And if the secondary eye of Horus fell into the wrong hands...
What?
Ah, here. Set in the door. Voila!
Well, that's a hefty gemstone. Lucky it was hidden behind that curtain or they'd have nicked the thing. So what are we going
to
do?
We are going to nick the thing, as you so eloquently put it. I just hope it's an actor.
And if it isn't?
Oh, I'm sure it is. And if I can just pry it out of this socket...
You want me to help?
Oh, no, Ace. No. Just keep back. Just in case.
Just in case what? You said it was safe.
Ah!
That's when it happened. There was a noise, like something powering up. And then...
Ah!
Doctor!
Ah! Oh, no, Ace. No. Keep back.
There was a flash. A bright light shot out from the eye of Horus. It seemed to swallow him up, draw him in. And when it faded, he was gone.
But he can't have died twice.
I know that.
I saw him crumble to dust. But just before that, he mentioned the eye of Horus. And you saw him killed by the eye of Horus.
What did he say?
Oh, you know what he's like. It wasn't exactly clear. Something about... needing the eye to close the circle. Does that make any sense?
Not really. What do we do with the eye once we've got it?
Yes, well, that's a cryptic bit. The eye of Horus on Mars was destroyed when Sutekh was released. So he must mean the one in the tomb. Ugh, except we've got to get there.
Not a problem. The doctor wired the coordinates into the TARDIS systems.
So I'm right. That's where we do have to go. The doctor knew. Well, come on then. Let's see if we can get this heap to the right time and place.
Keep your voice down. This heap can hear every word you're saying.
Yeah, right. That said, sorry. Didn't mean it. This TARDIS is absolutely my favourite time machine anywhere, ever. Think I got away with that? Probably best if you get us to the tomb just after you left back in 1941.
Yeah, well, the location's set. I'm just not sure about the time.
You can fly this thing?
Of course I can! I have done this before, you know. Sort of.
Huh?
I had TARDIS driving lessons at the academy. So long as you haven't upset the TARDIS too much.
Yeah, like it'd be my fault. These lessons went well.
I only had one, actually. No, it didn't go that well.
What?
But I can get us to the tomb. Then we just need to work out what to do when we arrive.
Dry, dusty, musty, empty. Yes, this must be the place.
Can't see a thing. How do you know it's empty?
You get a feel for these things. The echo, partly. The fact that I'm expecting to be disappointed.
Here, I brought a couple of torches.
Oh, good idea, thanks. There you are, I told you. Empty. Stone walls, doorway. You hieroglyphs that under different circumstances would really be rather fascinating. But no Eye of Horus, sadly.
This is just a side chamber, off the main corridor.
There are marks in the sand on the floor. Look, footmarks and scuffs where stuff was dragged away.
You're just guessing.
I'm an archaeologist. Of course I'm guessing. But you said the Nazis robbed the tomb in 1941. These don't look like recent marks. When have we arrived?
The TARDIS instrument said early 21st century.
Right. So not exactly 1941, then.
Hey, I got us to the right place, didn't I? And within 100 years.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose that's well up to the doctor's standard. We better get started.
The main entrance is this way.
Actually, you know, if this tomb conforms to the typical layout, then yes, you're right. It is this way.
Come on, then!
Hang on. That's odd. Why would someone have blocked this door with a stone from the lintel? Now, how do they prise it free from the other stones?
Benny, are you coming?
Ace, look at this! I think there may be something behind here. If I just drag this stone out of the way... No!
Benny, don't!
Then we can open the door. So what's the problem?
Matt!
Mummy!
A siren service robot!
Yes, thanks, I can tell. Because your mummies don't walk or smash open doors.
Or kill! Come on!
Quick! We can squeeze through here. It's too narrow for the mummy to follow.
Not what it's too narrow for.
Yeah, might have been a bit optimistic there. Give us a shove. You think we lost him?
I think he'll just find another way round.
Then we better hurry.
This way.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I've got some Nitro-9 in my bag.
Great. But you'd probably bring the whole tomb down on top of us. Probably not the best option.
Fair point. Anyway, we're here. That's the entrance to the tomb.
Then this must be the main antechamber. Ace, how did you know the mummy was behind that door?
Seemed a reasonable guess. Well, it's where we left it in 1941.
Oh, right. I thought you said the doctor deactivated it.
Yeah. Well, more sort of put it into standby mode.
Standby mode? It's not a blooming television. The Nazis did a pretty thorough job. The whole place has been cleared out.
Here's the door. Just shine your torch over...
It's gone.
Just an empty socket.
But this must be where it was. Look at the engraving. A huge stylized Eye of Horus. And right there, In the middle.
Oh, nothing. We're too late. Someone's already taken it.
The Nazis?
Or someone.
Well, who else could it have been? It wasn't a group of old ladies on a coach tour from Tunbridge Wells, was it?
I was just saying.
Sorry, I'm just... sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Back to the TARDIS.
No, let's take a look outside. We need to find the eye.
You think they might have dropped it?
Likely, I grant you. Though we won't know until we look. There must be some clue as to who took it and where it is.
Optimism again?
Always. And also, I could do with some fresh air rather than trying to creep past a homicidal robot mummy.
Fair enough. Let's get these doors open then.
Oh, that's bright.
I don't know what you expect to find. We're in the middle of... nowhere.
A road? They built a road past Sutek's tomb?
Looks like it.
I suppose civilization gets everywhere. Eventually.
We could thumb a lift, if we knew where to.
There are buildings over there.
Take a look.
May as well. I've not got anything else planned for this afternoon. You?
Not a thing. Come on, then.
Even though it's been cleared out, the tomb's likely to have a guardian.
You mean apart from the mummy?
I mean someone paid a small fee by the authorities to keep an eye on it.
Well, they didn't spot us coming out of it.
Probably because they were too busy running their cafe.
You mean this cafe?
I mean this cafe. It'll be a local shopkeeper or cafe owner, something like that.
And this is the closest place. Can't believe it does much business.
So they need to supplement their income. Let me do the talking.
I can't usually stop you.
Coffee?
2 coffees, please. With milk.
And sugar.
You? But how can that be? After all this time?
What do you mean? What's the problem?
You have not changed. Not at all. In all these years.
Rashidi?
Of course.
You mean... this is the boy who helped you back in 1941?
Yes.
Awkward.
I am not surprised you do not recognize me. I am old now.
Happens to us all.
Not, it seems, to your friend. She has not changed at all. Your coffee?
I think you freaked him out.
He'll get over it.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some good, strong coffee.
Strong?
Just a bit.
You can stand your spoon up in that.
Only until it dissolved, which I reckon would be about 5 seconds. Wonder if he does water.
You want to risk it?
Not particularly. So, the boy Rashidi who led you to the tomb is now all grown up. All grown old, in fact.
At least I know he was okay.
Got a little cafe, doing well for himself. Look, even leaves business cards on the table. Not that I'd book.
Perhaps he does weddings.
Funerals, more likely.
Excuse me. My name is Aloza. My grandfather sent me to see if your coffee is all right.
Well...
it's lovely. Thanks. We didn't mean to upset him.
He'll get over it. He has been chased by Nazi soldiers and attacked by a walking mummy from a tomb. Or so he tells me. And now he is an old man, while you...
I'm sorry.
It's all right. She'd get old too.
Oh, thanks for that.
Happens to us all.
But some quicker than others.
That's not how it works.
You do not have to apologise to me.
I wasn't.
She doesn't... look, we came back for a reason.
And not just to wind up Rashidi.
Then what reason?
We need to find something. Something that was in the tomb. Would your grandfather know what happened to it?
He has told me the story so many times. A few days after you had gone, wherever you went, the Germans returned in force.
They took the Eye of Horus.
Big jewel thing. Used to be set in the door inside the antechamber.
They took many things. I believe this jewel was among them.
Oh, so it could be anywhere. We'll never find it.
Oh, I know where it is. The Germans did take it. But then, after the war, it was returned to us here.
But it's not in the tomb.
No. It's in the museum.
Museum?
In Mubakwa, about 4 miles away. I can show you the way. We shall have to hurry, though.
Why? What's happening?
The museum closes at 5. The political situation doesn't help.
Why? What's the problem?
All the upheaval. The army in charge, then elections, then the army again.
Okay, we get the picture.
The only people who benefit are the criminals and the smugglers.
Smugglers? You mean smuggling artifacts?
Of course. They are valuable. The authorities are distracted, the police overstretch, so the smugglers steal our relics from museums and ship them out of the country.
That's good.
I'm sorry?
Ace, people are stealing ancient artifacts and... Oh, right.
I still don't see why you think this is good.
Because this time it's going to be us doing the stealing.
Nice museum. Wish we could have stayed longer.
Was that the large gemstone you were looking for?
It certainly was. The question now is... Any ideas?
Security's pretty rubbish from what I saw there. Fairly basic alarm system and a few cameras.
One of us could distract the guard at the main entrance so he's not checking the monitors while the other one breaks in.
Breaks in? How?
Windows on the far side are old and rotted. Easy enough to force one open.
They're wired to the security system, but I can short-circuit that easily enough.
And I know how to get into the display case without setting off the alarm.
You have done this sort of thing before.
Just a bit.
But hang on. If you open the window and I open the case, who's distracting the guard?
I can do that.
You sure?
Of course. He's a man. How hard can it be?
Yes, I bet you can be very distracting.
We'd better wait till it's properly dark.
There is a cafe in the next street. We can get a drink.
Sounds good. What's their diesel like? I think this is as dark as it gets. Are you sure you're happy with this, Eloza?
Of course. We should get started.
You're right. Give us 5 minutes to find a window, then do your stuff. Come on, Benny.
Can you get to the wire?
Got it. That's the alarm sorted. You can open it now.
Oh! Huh?
But I fixed the alarm!
Are you sure about that? Because I'm pretty sure I can hear the alarm... Now, yep, that definitely sounds like an alarm.
It wasn't me!
No, it wasn't. There's someone else in there.
Smugglers.
Oh, great. What are the chances they'd pick the same night as us?
And I bet they've got the Eye of Horus. But we should get out of here.
You reckon? Oh, there they go.
Oh, we'll never catch them. Oh, Eloza, you all right?
I'm fine. They arrived before I got to the entrance. They killed the guard.
Oh, we better go. We can't get caught here.
So where do we go now? What do we do? The eye's gone and without it, we can't get the doctor back. Not ever.
We'll think of something. We have to.
Come on, I know the way.
The way? The way where?
To the house of Gamal the Knife.
What's that? A nightclub?
He's responsible for most of the crime in the town, the smuggling.
You think he was behind this?
I saw the men when they arrived before they put the masks on. They were Gamal's people.
Is this the place?
It is.
Ace, what do you reckon?
Two guards outside, and at least one inside.
Would that be a problem?
No, no problem. Not for me.
I can't see the van from the museum raid.
He wouldn't keep the loot at his house, would he?
Then let's find out where he does keep it. Eloza?
Yes?
You'd better wait out here. Ace?
Give me a couple of minutes. Then you can have a chat with our friend Gamal.
Yes? That is good. I want them shipped out tomorrow. First thing. Our client is very insistent. Just see to it, Vasher.
So who's this client of yours, then?
How did you get in here? What do you want? Who are you?
So many questions. I have a few of my own, actually. But since you ask, through the door, some answers, and Professor Bernice Summerfield. My friends call me Benny.
Benny?
You can call me Professor.
You have some guts coming here. You know who I am.
Yes, I know who you are, Gamal. And I believe you have something I want. A large gemstone that was until recently in the local museum.
You think I would give it to you?
A girl can hope.
Then hope my guards don't shoot you dead.
You don't have any guards.
What?
So you better tell us. Where's the Eye of Horus?
Oh, please, let's talk about this in a civilized manner. Can I offer you a drink?
No, thanks.
Oh, well, let's not be too hasty.
Of course, I shall still have you killed once we... No. No, it can't be.
What?
Get out of here. Leave me alone.
We only just arrived.
Not you. The powerful one. The jackal-headed bringer of death.
You what?
Oh, forgive me. I did not know you came from the gods. Take your Eye of Horus. Tell Vasher I sent you.
Vasher? Who's he?
He has the eye at the warehouse, out at the airfield on the Naga Road.
Warehouse Naga Road?
Yes. Now go. Leave me.
Well, you've been very helpful. Thank you. God knows why. But if this is a trap...
No trap, I swear.
What was that?
I'll check.
The gods have come for me. Forgive me for the suffering I have caused. The deaths, the injury, the heartbreak.
Mommy!
What, here? How did it find us?
Out! We have to get out!
Past that!
I'll hold it off!
How?
I'll just go! Oi! Bandage face! Over here! Come and get us then, Cloth Brain!
Welcome, servant of the Great One. I embrace death.
I thought you were sorting out the mummy.
It wasn't interested in us.
Gamal.
Are you all right? What happened? I saw a mummy. A walking mummy.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It happens. Usually to me, actually.
And Gamal the knife?
Is now Gamal the deceased.
He must have seen the mummy coming. Something spooked him enough to talk. Do you know the Naga Road? It's near an airfield, apparently.
Of course. But it is a long way.
Then we'll drive.
Drive? Drive what?
Gamal's car. I nicked his keys.
But which one is it?
That one. Come on!
That's the last crate. See everything is loaded as quickly as possible. Who are you? You should not be here. What are you doing?
I'm looking for someone called Vasher.
Vasher? Why? What do you want with him?
Gamal sent me. Professor Summerfield, I'm here to authenticate the artifacts from the museum.
He said nothing to me when I spoke to him last night.
Why would he?
Because I am Vasher. He would have told me if he was sending someone.
Well, I'm telling you now. Look, call him if you don't believe me.
I will. Leave that alone.
It's pre-dynastic, isn't it? And these are from the Old Kingdom. Oh, except this one, which is a rather inelegant fake.
A fake? You are sure?
I told you I'm an expert. What did Gamal say?
He is not answering.
Oh, busy with other things, I expect. So, where's the stuff from last night's raid?
I'm not sure I should tell you.
Oh, come on. I know you're Vasher. I know you raided the museum last night, and I know you brought your ill-gotten gains here. How would I know any of that unless Gamal sent me?
I suppose.
So where is it?
As Gamal instructed, it is being loaded onto the plane.
The plane?
We leave in an hour.
Oh, all right then. Where's the plane?
You found the Eye of Horus yet?
No, they'd already crated up most of the stuff and loaded it on board.
Looks like we're going on a trip then.
It seems that way. Where's Eloza?
I didn't think she could bluff these guys, so she's going to stow away in the hold.
How's she going to get on board?
She said she'd arrange something.
Professor Summerfield, we're almost loaded.
She better arrange something quick.
Who is this?
Security.
Security?
Yes, Gamal sent Miss Symmetric to handle security.
Miss... Oh, very funny.
We can handle security.
Gamal doesn't think so. I'll be going with the artifacts on the plane. Got a problem with that?
Should I have?
No, and I'll be coming with you to authenticate the artifacts to the buyer. You want to call and check?
Gamal is still not answering. I already called to ask him about the wooden sarcophagus.
What sarcophagus?
It's just arrived on that truck. They are unloading it now. But do we take it with us?
What do you think, Miss Symmetric?
Yes. Gamal said there was another truck coming.
Very well. I'll get it loaded. Right, I want the sarcophagus from the truck loaded. Then seal up the hold and prepare for takeoff.
Oh, that shows initiative on Lalotta's part, I must say.
So long as she doesn't suffocate in there.
She'll be fine. It won't be airtight, and it's only wood, so she can ease it open once we're airborne. Did you get everything done back at Gamal's house?
His accounts weren't in great shape, but I've sorted them out and put everything in order.
You're so kind.
And sent it on to the police.
Great! Then we're all set. We better get on board.
And where are we going?
Switzerland, apparently. Geneva.
Why, what's there?
Not what, but who, according to Vasha, one hair growl. Now come on, let's get on board. Looks like they're nearly ready for takeoff.
So, asymmetric.
Well, I thought it was funny.
Is that him?
Herr Growl, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Welcome to Geneva. And you are?
Professor Summerfield. Miss Symmetric and myself have been looking after your artifacts.
As it is good. Gamal will confirm that the money has been transferred to his account as agreed.
I'm sure everything is in order.
You want to see the artifacts?
Just quickly. I have to get back for a meeting.
It will take a while to unload everything, Herr Growl.
As a diligent Vash, a pleasure to see a familiar face at last.
Thank you, sir. Professor Summerfield is an expert in the artifacts.
She neglected to mention that.
Modesty, you know.
As it happens, no. And what did you contribute?
I handle security.
I see. Vash, there should be a separate package for me, one artifact I specially asked to have ready as soon as you arrive.
Of course, sir. The gem from the tomb door.
The Eye of Horus.
You know what it is?
Like Vasha said, I'm an expert.
I see.
Here it is, sir.
Thank you, Vasha. Professor Summerfield, a word in private, if I may.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
He's a bit creepy.
Tell me about it, but he's got the eye. So we don't exactly have a lot of choice.
Your knowledge is certainly impressive, Professor Summerfield.
I try my best.
I sense that you, like me, are an enthusiast as well as an expert. A collector too, perhaps?
Well, I dabble, you know.
I do indeed. There are not many people, not many experts even, who know of the Eye of Horus.
I read a lot.
Tell me, would it mean anything to you if I told you I am a member of the Temple of Sutek?
The Temple? Well, I suppose, I mean... Are we even supposed to talk about it?
Only in the very best of company. But you have answered my question. I suspected as much as soon as you mentioned the Eye of Horus.
Oh, well, then. That's all right, then. I was worried I'd made a slip. Have you been a member long, if it's okay to ask?
Oh, many years. I have made it my business to buy and sell ancient artifacts.
A successful business, I hope.
Oh, very much so. In fact, I have recently acquired my own bank.
I'd say that was quite successful.
Here in Geneva. Please, my card.
Reinhard Grau, the Bank of Osiris. Well, I know where to come if I need a loan.
I'm sure it would be looked upon favorably.
Yes, actually, talking of being looked upon favorably, could I just take a look at the Eye of Horus, do you think?
But of course.
Thank you.
Later.
Later?
Later. Come to the bank this evening. I will show you the eye, and I have some other relics I think would interest you as a follower of Sutek.
You know, I think you might be right.
8 o'clock, then? The address is on the card. I look forward to seeing you at 8.
Yes, me too. Can't wait. You are. Is there a reason we're hiding behind these crates?
Ace was keeping me out of sight.
I managed to get Eloza out of the cargo hold without them seeing.
It was not a comfortable journey.
I can imagine. All that time inside an old sarcophagus.
An old sarcophagus?
Where you were hiding?
But I was between two crates at the back of the hold. I sneaked inside while they were loading.
Then who sent the sarcophagus?
Gamal, perhaps?
He's dead.
Unless he arranged it before he died.
There was no record of it.
But we were sure you were hiding inside. I mean, it's the perfect place for someone to hide, to get on board the... Oh.
What is it?
You don't think...
I do not.
The mummy!
No, please, no. I am a faithful servant.
He's killing them!
Yes. Everyone who has had contact with the Eye of Horus.
You reckon?
Time we left.
You think we can just leave that thing here to kill everyone?
You got any idea how to stop it?
Fair point.
And like Eloza says, it's only killing people who had contact with the Eye. Happy?
Not really. Come on, there's a van over there.
But where will they go?
To find some smart clothes.
Are you taking us somewhere posh?
The Bank of Osiris. It's probably posh.
I wasn't sure that guard would let us in.
Bit of name-dropping works wonders.
They made a serious effort with this place.
Probably got a discount on all the marble.
It's so big. So opulent.
And this is just the reception area.
Why is it called the Bank of Osiris?
Just Graal's predilection for Egyptology.
It certainly has an ancient Egyptian feel.
Stylized sarcophagi at the doorways had a certain ambiance, I suppose. Art Deco, I'd say.
What do you mean?
She means it's posy and naff.
One of you must be Professor Summerfield.
That's right.
Herr Graal is expecting you. I'll show you up. Is he expecting all three of you?
Probably not.
My colleagues can wait here.
Thanks for that.
I'll send for you if we need you. Have a look around the rest of the bank while I keep him busy. See if you can find the Eye.
Yeah, right. We'll stay here then.
I shall be back directly.
Actually, you know what? If we're not here, don't worry. We might go back to the car.
Of course. The guard will let you out. Professor Summerfield, if you will follow me, please.
Of course. See you later, then. Oh, is that one of those free promotional pens? I love a souvenir.
Herogram's office is on the second floor. The elevator is just through here.
Right. Let them get to the lift. Then we'll go and explore.
But where do we start?
This is a bank, so they'll have a vault. Probably below ground. You up for this?
Of course.
Professor Summerfield, how good of you to come. Do please take a seat.
Thank you.
And perhaps you can tell me why my artifacts have not yet been delivered from the plane.
A bit of a delay there. Rather unavoidable. Sorry.
Well, it can't be helped. Now, I imagine you wish to see the Eye of Horus.
If it's not too much trouble.
Oh, no. But you, I think. You are trouble.
I'm sorry?
Oh, don't apologize. But when the artifacts failed to arrive, I checked with my sources.
Ah.
And they have no record of a Professor Summerfield being affiliated with the Temple of Sutekh. So, why are you really here?
Well, it's been lovely to see you again, but I really must be going.
No, you really must stay. I insist.
Or you'll shoot me?
If I have to. Now tell me everything you know about the Eye of Horus.
How much do you know already?
I know it is immensely powerful. The energy from the Eye keeps it locked up.
Keeps what locked up?
Don't pretend you don't know. The power works remotely, but now I need the key to get access. You know of the ancient relics and symbols. You must know how the key works.
You mean the Eye?
Of course. I have the artifacts, all of them. You will show me how to use them to unlock the power of the Eye of Horus and gain access.
Right. But before we do all that, I should tell you that it wasn't me who stopped you from getting your latest collection of relics.
Ugh, that incompetent flesh. Has he messed up again?
Not exactly. He's just a bit dead.
What?
Killed by a robot disguised as an Egyptian mummy. You know how it is.
The servant of the Great One.
Just a stab in the dark, but the mummy is probably after the Eye of Horus, in which case it's on its way here now. So good luck with that.
No, I will not be denied now that I have the Eye. Rise, my servant is weak and defends the sacred place from the one who opposes.
What are you muttering about? Nice ring, by the way. I've seen one like that somewhere before.
I have activated the bank's security systems.
Optical beams, hidden cameras, security guards at the ready, that sort of thing.
Nothing so crude or mundane. Now come with me.
Where to?
The vault.
Are you sure this is the right way?
There are steps through there.
Two more of those sarcophagi.
Looks almost like they're guarding the doorway, doesn't it? What's that noise?
Activation.
An alarm, you mean?
Oh, look out! Mummies!
That is what was activating.
They'll be free in a moment.
If we're quick, we can get past them. To the vault!
Eloza! No! Come back! Oh, why not?
Private lift to the main vault. I'm impressed. If this is the main vault.
A section of it. As you will see, only I know the access code for the door. After you.
Oh, no. It's your vault. You should go first. It's all right. I'm right behind you. We'll be in a moment. And these are your artifacts. Very nice. Oh, and the Eye of Horus already proudly displayed. I assume the glass is bulletproof.
Nothing can get through it.
Except maybe an Osiris service robot.
What?
The mummy.
Which is why we must hurry.
Okay. Instead of punching through the glass, you could punch in a code and they all open up. Very impressive.
Here. In this case are the relics and items of power collected and handed down through the generations.
Oh, some nice stuff. Statuettes, canopic jars. Not sure about the ceremonial dagger.
Do not get any ideas.
Oh, get real. I know better than to bring a knife to a gunfight. Now then, scrolls.
Handed down through the generations from the pharaoh whose name must not be spoken. Their meaning has long been lost.
No one spoke about that either. Nope, means nothing to me. So much for the instruction manual. What exactly do you want me to do with this lot?
Show me how to combine the relics, how to harness their power.
You've gathered all this Osiris technology, but you don't actually know how to use it.
The secrets of the ancients were lost, but you have the knowledge. Tell me how to use the power.
For what?
To kill the beast, of course.
The beast?
For too long we have lived in the shadow as a beast. Now that I have the eye, I can gain access at last and destroy it.
You mean the mummy?
Oh, the mummy, of course not the mummy.
Hang about. That can't be right.
What is it? Something on the scroll? You can read it?
I don't need to read it. I recognise it, or rather, I recognise her.
Who?
The woman in this hieroglyph. It's... well, it's me.
This is no time for trivia.
It might be trivial to you, matey.
Show me how to use the power. Show me how to kill the beast. Now! Or you would die.
They're catching up. We can't outrun them. Leave me. I'll try to stop them.
Don't be daft. What can you do? No, it's time for a change of plan.
You're going to stop for a hot drink?
This isn't a thermos flask. Well, yeah, it is a thermos flask, but it hasn't got tea in it.
Here they come.
Get down! You all right?
Yes, I think so. Did that destroy them?
I hope so. It's all the Nitro-9 I have with me. Come on, let's find that vault.
Down here.
What makes you think that?
It just seems like the best way.
The main entrance. Sounds like we got more company.
The mummy from Sutekh's tomb.
It must have followed us. But how does it know where we are?
I have no idea.
Look, you may as well know. I haven't got a clue what to do with these things.
But you must know.
Sorry. I mean, that's part of a hyperdrive system disguised as an engraved bracelet, but most of it...
Please, you are our last hope. My last hope. To kill the beast.
Ah, that could be the beast now.
Benny, are you in there?
Or if we're lucky, it's just Ace and Alozza. Yes, in here!
Your friends will never get through that door. Only I know the code.
And not strictly true, actually. It's 493164.
What?
I saw you key it in earlier. And then wrote it on the wall beside the keypad with this rather nice promotional pen. Sorry. Hello, Ace.
Benny!
Stop there!
Oh, put that gun away.
It's not us you need to worry about.
The mummy's right behind us!
Close the door!
Oh, Oh, I see you brought a friend with you.
Not our choice.
Return to your resting place. I command you.
The ring's not working.
It only works on the mummies here at the bank.
And this is the one from Sutek's tomb.
Watch out, Ace.
I don't think it's me it wants.
No, please. I am a true servant of the great Sutek. My family venerated him always. We sought out the Eye of Horus to destroy the beast.
He's dead.
And we're next.
No, of course. You've got one of those rings too. I knew I'd seen one somewhere.
Stop. It is not us you want. You know where to find what you seek.
I thought Rashidi was guardian of the tomb. But is it actually you?
Why couldn't you do that to the others and save me some Nitro 9?
My ring would not work on them any more than Herr Graul's worked on this mummy.
What's it doing?
Whatever it wants is through that wall.
Bit drastic. Hey, look. There's another wall behind it.
Near the stone.
See? The engraving of the Eye of Horus.
Just like the entrance to Sutek's tomb, but hidden in a bank vault in Switzerland. What's that all about?
Maybe this is an entrance too.
Then how do we open it?
With a key.
Oh, of course. The centre of the engraving, it's an empty socket like the tomb.
The Eye of Horus.
Graul wanted it to open this.
Why? What's inside?
There is only one way to find out.
You're absolutely right. Ace, pass me the eye. You ready for this?
Yes.
Oh, just do it.
Here goes.
I'd bring that with you.
The eye? Oh, good idea. Don't want to get locked in.
Welcome, my friends. Please, come in. I have been waiting for you.
Who the hell is that?
From the robes, the mask, I'd say.
It is Isis.
Isis? As in Egyptian god Isis?
As in the Osirian Isis.
You are clever, Professor Bernice Summerfield.
Well, whoever she is, what's she doing sitting on a golden throne underneath a Swiss bank?
Yeah, good question, actually.
And one I shall answer. But first, I must thank you.
What for?
For freeing me from the eternity of impotence. I see you have brought the Eye of Horus.
You mean this thing set you free?
Just as it held Sutek prisoner.
Ah, you came to check up on him, didn't you?
We learned he had been freed, fearing he would one day return and seek revenge on this planet. I waited.
What, stuck down here all this time?
My followers built this vault. I surrounded myself with symbols and relics. Everything Sutek would need to achieve power should he return.
A trap. You knew he'd come here to get them.
But Graul and the acolytes of the Temple of Sutek seized control of the bank.
Hostile takeover with a vengeance.
Nasty side effect of the financial crash, probably.
Graul planned to use the symbols for a different purpose.
Not against Sutek, but against you.
But he was ignorant of their true power. Without the Eye of Horus, he could not enter the chamber and destroy me.
And the Eye was lost in the war.
My followers retrieved the Eye from the warmongers and hid it in plain sight. Close to the tomb of Sutek.
Until Graul tracked it down.
So, wait a minute. This mummy was guarding Sutek's tomb for you.
It was trapped within the tomb. But since you released it, my servicer has ensured that the eye is brought here.
But I thought you tried to hide it from Graul.
The servicer did not ensure it was brought to Graul, but to you. And here you are.
And here we are.
So how could you control the mummy if you were trapped in here?
My body was trapped. My mind was free to project instructions and to project images.
Images?
Illusions made solid, devised to do my bidding, instructed to guide you to the eye and to this place.
You mean illusions like a loza?
But of course. I do not exist. I have never existed. Goodbye, Dorothy. Goodbye, Bernice.
Oh, we should have known.
You mean the ring?
I mean that Eloza is the Arabic name for Isis. She was you, wasn't she?
In a way. In my image, she persuaded Gamal the Knife to speak to you. She arranged for the servicer to be delivered to the aircraft.
And now she's gone.
And now she is free. As am I.
Ever feel you've been used?
Frequently. So what now?
I have dallied here too long. I must go. The cycle nears its end. But we shall meet again. And you have a journey to go on as well.
All the way back to find the TARDIS. But first, I think you owe us a favour.
We need the Eye of Horus. That's why we came here.
Ah, yes. Your friend, the Doctor.
You know him. You can help us get him back. Find him.
Of course. I sense you have been waiting to be reunited with him, just as I have been waiting.
At least we've been busy. You must have been bored stuck here all alone.
Oh, no. I'm not alone. I had company. Servicer, draw back the curtain.
Who's there? Who's behind the curtain?
It's just a sarcophagus.
Are you sure? Look closer.
There's a painting on the front, an image of...
The Doctor! Is that him? Have you got him dead in a box?
Servicer, open the casket.
Doctor!
If he's...
Hello, Ace. Oh, is that you, Benny?
Doctor, we thought you were dead.
No, not dead. Come closer. Reach out and touch me.
Benny, be careful.
That's it. Oh, I'm quite real, I promise.
Oh, Doctor. Ah! Ah! Doctor!
I'm nearly real. Is that the Eye of Horus? The cycle is almost complete.
Doctor!
Benny! Where's she gone? And the Doctor? Was he another of your illusions?
So many questions.
Tell me your...
I hope you get your answers to your questions.
I will, because you're going to tell me.
Goodbye, and good luck, my friend.
No, no, come back. Please, come back and help me. Where's Benny? Is she dead? Is the Doctor dead? Isis! It's all right, Benny. I'll find you. And you, Doctor. Whatever it takes. Wherever you are, I'll find you both.